Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host and facilitator. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us, and it's so good to have you with us on board. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with our introductions of our various co-hosts, as we're glad that they're here. Let's go ahead and welcome our international minister, Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Nice to have you with us.
Well, great to be on, and as the Demon Slayer always say, let's get the ball rolling.
All right, good to have you with us this evening. Let's go ahead and welcome Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, is always good to have you. Thank you for joining
Thank
us.
You. Thank you, Dr. Walker. It's good to be here, and I just want to encourage everyone to go on to drjessewalker.com and get a copy of the book, After the Passion, Now What? Buy it for your friends and family. It's a great read. There's a workbook that goes with it, so it's just an amazing book, and it helps you realize what you say and do, how it can affect your lives and others. And I just also want to congratulate Dr. Walker on completing his anger management certificate to add to all of his other knowledge. And so we're thankful for that. And just want to let everybody know that we're going to start awarding a gift card to anyone who invites three people on the show and that they talk and encourage them to share. So we'll have more about that later as well. So let's get this topic going tonight. Looking forward to it.
Shield of Faith, we certainly do welcome that. Thank you for that information and update. All right, this time we're going to go ahead and bring in Ms. J. Ms. J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Hello, everyone, and I'm glad to be back again and ready for another exciting show where our Dr. Walker, and I quote, will not just be telling stories, but he'll be changing lives.
All right, excellent. Thank you for sharing that with our audience as well. Benny from the block, nice to have you with us, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited. I am traveling, but that's okay. I try to make time for, they say you make time for the things you love. So I love this show. I love the people on the show. So I'm excited to be here. And I also have three guests, and they are on the line, two of them together and one of them is separate. So I keep three guests with me. I just never say anything, but I know they're excited to listen.
Certainly. You can certainly get a gift card if they say something on tonight's broadcast. All they have to do is press 1 on their dial, and if two of them are together, they can let us know that the two of them are, in fact, together. And one more, and then you'll be entitled to a gift card. Even our co-hosts get gift cards. All right, thank you for that, Sharon. Also, let's go ahead and welcome. Now, these are, I want to bring in two, all of our guests and co-hosts are special. These two individuals that I'm about to bring on now just amaze me. 99% of the people that tune in regularly on the broadcast, I've never met in person. But just yesterday I had the honor and pleasure, the distinct honor and pleasure to meet two individuals that have been coming on the show for quite some time now in person in Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as another area of North Carolina. But they came and they I got into North Carolina yesterday morning, and they were there, and he recognized me right off and just called my name out and then just greeted me with the biggest hug. And my bank is still hurting because he patted me on the back. He is so strong. And I was just so happy to meet him. And I'm speaking of none other than Mr. Lorenzo Spencer, a.k.a. the Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, welcome to the broadcast tonight. Sir, it was an honor to meet you yesterday in person for the very first time. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Dr. Jesse Walker, it was such a blessing to meet you yesterday. And I'm going to tell you this, from my heart, if Pastor rode in the state, see him too. So it was a very good blessing to see you, Dr. Walker. I didn't mean to hug you that tight, but I was just coming from the Lord's
side. It's okay. It wasn't the hug. It's a pat on the back, and he gave me two of those. One when I was – And he's so strong, and it was an honor to meet with him yesterday. And then the other individual that we call it his ride or die, his sidekick, if you please, or he's her sidekick. Nevertheless, they're both each other's ride and die. And it was a jewel to meet her as well. And that's none other than in the person of Miss Cassandra Wright, a.k.a. Minister Cassandra Wright. Cassandra, it was such a pleasure and honor. I'm still thinking about you all and the experience we had yesterday during that time. Ms. Cassandra, it was a pleasure to have you and meet you in person. Thank you so much for everything that you all did.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. You're so welcome. It was great to have you in our presence, and it's such a blessing, and I'm looking forward to a great night. And Pastor Rowe, we were trying to figure out how to get in touch with you and get you in the midst of our presence. Yesterday, but with the time and the space was a quite bit of ways. But we're looking forward to meeting everyone, the Lord's will, at some point. God bless you, Dr. Walker. We'll keep you in our prayers and your family.
Thank you so much, and I'll do the same. You know, and it was just, and Pastor Rowe, I came through Salisbury. And,
wow.
You know, I thought of you. And I was only in North Carolina for about 2 hours. I had a two-hour window to be in North Carolina, and now I got back into Atlanta this morning at 4 o'clock. So it's indeed a pleasure to have thought about it. And Demon Slayer and Cassandra, they thought about it and said, how could we get to Pastor Rowe? So Pastor Rowe, you were well thought about, as others, and I plan on getting around to everybody if that be God's will. Pastor Rowe?
Well, that's great, and I tell you, I didn't know that the Demon Slayer was a hop, skip, and a jump for me. I didn't know he was from Raleigh. Well, I'm right down here, but I went to school there in Raleigh. But anyway, I'll get a chance to talk to the Demon Slayer. But it's just great that you passed through my territory.
Excellent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a lot to cover tonight, you all. We're going to get right to it. Let's go ahead and welcome Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Marjorie Cross, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure and honor to have you with us.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker. And good evening to all, Pastor Roland, to all the co-hosts. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on here also and looking forward to a great show. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and welcome the world-famous Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, thank you for your patience. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, and good afternoon, everyone. Looking forward to the show tonight.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in, I believe we have with us here Miss Joyce tonight. Miss Joyce is coming up in the queue. Thank you for joining us, Miss Cross. Miss Joyce, thank you for joining us.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Walker and everyone on the line. I'm just happy to be here today.
Excellent, excellent. Ms. A, would you go ahead and give us that disclaimer and let us get right to it?
All right. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let us get ready for a good program.
All right, excellent. I also want to go back up here and thank Shield of Faith for that beautiful intro that she gave earlier for me. Thank you so very much for that, Shield of Faith. We certainly do welcome and appreciate that. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, you may advise or judge others. You may advise or you may even give them advice, even when it's unsolicited. Or you may decide that you want to judge other people. You know, look at what that lady is wearing over there. Look at his shoes. How dare he come out of the house with his hair looking like that, or she come out, she's having a bad hair day. We may advise or judge other people, but what would we do? What would you do? What would we do if we were to walk in their shoes, to walk in their shoes? I want to bring you in here, Ms. Jay, real quickly here and ask, Ms. Jay, why do we as humans, we call ourselves giving unsolicited advice, first of all. Let's start with that one. Why? And then we'll get to the judging part, and then what would we do walking in other people? But I want you to just address, why do we feel that we have the answers for other people's life, that we got to give them advice when they didn't even ask you for your opinion? Ms. Jay, help me out with it.
Well, you got people in this world, they think they know everything, they've experienced everything, and if they haven't experienced it, they think they are the gospel on it, period. So, you know, usually they want to give you advice, and, you know, your problem and their problem be totally different. I didn't ask for it, and how you solve yours might not be the best way to solve mine. So why they think that theirs is the only way, they're just people with just, you know, just got their chest out and think that they are the best of the best. That's all I can say. They think they're the best of the best.
Okay, so, Ms. J, why don't we have the nerve when people are saying this to us, and usually it could be a family member or probably a close friend. It's rare to be a stranger, I would think. But then why don't we have the nerve or the confidence to tell somebody, you know, you need to mind your own business? Ms. Jay, why? I mean, to avoid hurting their
feelings. I think people do say, which I hope they would say, thank you, but no thank you, or but thank you, I got this, I hear you, but thank you, you know, and just block it out. Now, whether people actually do what these people say, I wonder what the percentage is, because I wouldn't do what just anybody suggests or tell me to do. I would do some research and think about it or do whatever I need to do. But I think most people say thank you, but I'm good. You know, that's what a lot of people say. They'll say it like that. Thank you, but I'm good.
Okay. Vicky to rescue. I think I was in North Carolina just yesterday or the day before, and I saw this saying, and I'm going to get to it in a minute. But before I do, let's move to the next phase of that. Why do people judge people? I mean, do you see how tight them pants is that lady has on and she weighs 475 pounds? Ricky the Rescue, why? I mean, if she want to eat, that's her business. Why do we bother people?
Yeah, I think it's our actual natural instinct to have an opinion on things, especially the longer we live and the more experiences we have. You know, that the whole conversation about the crystallized versus the fluid intelligence, we tend to learn more based upon our experiences. And so the more experiences and things that we go through in life, that kind of just gives us, I guess, a sense of authority to be able to speak on a lot of different subjects.
Okay, but is it fair, Ricky, to rescue? I mean, but nobody's even asking her if she wants to wear 375 pounds and she's eating an ice cream, why we got to talk about her? We're not dating her, if that's the case. And she might be walking with a man that weighs 150 pounds and holding hands with him. If he's happy, then what give us the right, Ricky to Rescue, to just like, and how does she get him? That's what we say. Why?
Yeah, and it can be a lot of different things. You know, some people just feel entitled that what they're saying is right. I think in a lot of cases, and this doesn't really get talked about that often, but people tend to find comfort in actually discusses another person's downfall. And I don't know why this has become such a popular trend, but it's a reality, right? It's almost like I'm better off than you, and I can build my own self-esteem, my own confidence by talking about everything that you're doing wrong. You know, it's like we put levels towards things, right? It doesn't matter if it's, you know, at a job. You know, you could be doing something wrong, but you can pick out what the other person is doing, or it could be religion. You know, there's things that I could say that I'm not doing versus what another person not doing. It's become a trend, actually.
Excellent, and right on point. Pastor Walker, I want to bring you in here. The Bible talks about judging other people. Judge not that ye not be judged. You know, what does that mean, Pastor Rose? When we do it
You just snatched that, you know, right of my thoughts, you know, and it does say judge not that you be not judged. And it's a reason for that, you know. And you had mentioned, you know, you're walking in another person's shoes, you know. But we have to choose our own perspectives and directions. You know, if somebody said something to me, well, I just say, you know, well, thank you, and just move on, as my sister did mention before. People look at things from different perspectives. You know, it depends upon what nationality you come from. You know, they have different cultures and things. They go about doing things, the spiritual aspects, you know, judging people. You know, you just have to, you can advise, but, you know, you can't judge, and it's the way you go about doing the spirit and the attitude. So that's my thoughts on that, Dr. Jesse Walker.
All right, we're going to take a pause and go to a commercial break right now, you all. On the count of three, I want everybody to sing happy birthday to Miss Joyce. It's her birthday today. On the count of three, one, two, three. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Birthday to Miss J. We're out of tune. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Many
more.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. Know, I don't know how many of us can audition. I went to audition for the Oprah Winfrey Show, and they were like, sir, don't even get in this line again, okay? So
happy birthday. I just want to say this. Happy birthday, Miss J. And mine is Sunday, and I'm trying to make it to 5-9.
Dr. Walker, I just want to say this. Happy belated birthday to none other than Marjorie Crowe's. Her birthday was the 30th of last month.
All right, Leo.
Happy birthday, Miss Crowe.
Happy birthday, Miss Crowe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you all for your birthday song. God bless you all. Thank you.
Awesome, you all. Listen, we might have to do a record together or something. Maybe they don't have records anymore. That's why I said that. I don't know. So now we get to the question of, let's go ahead and welcome Sparkles to tonight's broadcast. Sparkles, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Sorry for my tardiness. Hello, everyone.
All right, we're happy to have you here with us. So tonight we're talking about you may advise or judge other people, but now walking in their shoes. Ben from the block, I want to bring you in here quickly, you all, because we're almost out of time already. It's just a 60-minute show tonight. Ben from the block, why is it that we talk about people, we advise them, and we think we got the answers, but then what happens if we were walking in their shoes? Would we do anything differently, you think?
If we were walking their shoes, most of us would probably fall apart. It's funny, we become like television people. We like, you ever notice when people talk to the television, don't do that, don't go there, don't, it's like that's what we become. We become the social internet for TV. So we always see other people's wrongdoing. I don't say there's anything wrong with that. But then when we think that we're imparting what we know into somebody else's life, that's when it's a problem. Because we don't know the journey that they've been on. We only see the evidence of their lives, and that's usually what we judge, the evidence of their lives. Now, when we take their evidence and walk in their shoes, we find out it's a lot heavier, and sometimes there's concrete in those shoes, which makes our journey that much more difficult. So there is a time and a place for judging. It's not really judging. It's helping my brother along. If I see my brother about to walk into a hole, hey, man, don't walk into that hole. I see you going the wrong way. That's not judging. That's helping. But sometimes we confuse judging and helping. It's the same. They're not. They're totally different. And if you don't help your brother and let him fall in that hole, you are responsible, according to all spiritual, you are responsible for his journey when you could have said something and did something and you did not.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. So to that, we've got noise in somebody's background. If you'll be so kind to go ahead and mute your phone, we certainly would appreciate it. Let's go here now. We got a deep one tonight, this story here. You might want to follow along as best we all can because it was pretty deep for me. And, of course, all of our stories are inspired by true stories. This is Dr. Dennis. He's a mental health psychologist. Dr. Dennis is a mental health psychologist. He's been a psychologist for over 20 years. He works in a state hospital with patients encountering their issues from separation anxiety disorders to bipolar disorders, formerly manic depression. He absolutely loves his job but has reservations about the future of his career in dealing with the level of patients he's encountered over the years. The challenge or problems lie within the number of people beating him over the head with their everyday issues that are starting to consume him. I mean, who would imagine that? I mean, you're doing this here all the time. Of course it is. As such, Dr. Dennis is starting to find judgment in his patients, even with the advice he is presenting to them. In essence, he has become frustrated to the point that he is now sharing his clients' personal issues with select friends without a clue of knowing what it's like to walk in their shoes. Following are judgments or things he is in violation of in terms of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, better known as HIPAA. Number one, patient whose medical records indicate he suffers from separation anxiety disorders because his wife of 15 years left him for a younger man. Dr. Dennis passes judgments because he feels with all the other women out there, he should just easily move forward and find someone else and refers to him as being stupid to agonize over one woman. That's what he says about that particular patient. Number two, as a patient that's going through paranoid schizophrenia, even though his patients are experiencing symptoms of a brain disorder that causes people to interpret reality abnormally, Dr. Dennis is known to make fun of his patients who are going through this horrifying lifelong experience without taking into account or need for medical and other professional help. Number three, the patients with bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is a mental health condition marked by intense mood changes. Now, people with the illness switch back and forth from mania or hypomania. This is an emotional state of being, energetic and gleeful, or sometimes aggressive or delusional. They go from that to having episodes of depression. Now, here again is where Dr. Dennis takes pleasure in talking and judging others despite knowing they have mental issues, legitimate mental issues. Now, here's another one that we want to come up with, and this is number four that he does. Dr. Dennis actually, I mean, there's just so many more. He actually talks about people who are anorexic, you know, people who have eating disorders, and he gets caught up into that. It's like, look at her. She looks like she just, my goodness, like a little thin piece of a branch, you know, talking to his select friends. Other matters that Dr. Dennis found pleasure in exposing: his patient's medical data and information to others due to his own insecurities and frustrations included, but did not limit. He talked about the attention deficit and disruptive behavior disorder, or ADHD, feeding and eating disorders. He talked about other anxiety disorders. He talked about mood disorders, which includes mild, moderate, or severe disorders. As our story concludes, within years of his inappropriate behavior and judgments of others, even by calling their names in some cases, Dr. Dennis was ultimately exposed and later faced criminal charges in violation of HIPAA laws, lost his license to practice as a psychologist, and later served time in jail. At the end of the day or season, I should say, Dr. Dennis came to the realization that he should never have judged others or advised them in the wrong case because he never walked in their shoes to know what they were going through. Let me go in here and ask Cassandra. Let me bring you in here, Cassandra. I mean, was Dr. Dennis any different from the rest of us who talk about people and say, girl, I want to tell you this here, but I got this friend named X, Y, and Z, you know, but don't tell her, cause you don't know her anyway, so I'm going to give you her name. Her name is Daisy, you know, so, you know, and you talk to that person, and you tell, and you work in the profession as a nurse, but you start talking about Daisy, who lives in, and all of a sudden, you just, it's a small world. That woman you're talking to is Daisy's cousin. Miss Cassandra, help me out. Why do we do stupid stuff like this? I'm not saying you do or anybody else do. I'm just putting it all on myself.
Right. Dr. Walker, you know, sometimes people that do this, like you said, they don't. You never know who in this world. And he should not have said that. No, to answer your question, no, he shouldn't have said it as a professional. You know, he's under oath as well, like the HIPAA law and different things of this sort, and with his business, that he shouldn't talk about people. But like you said, the lady, it was her cousin. And so you never know that she know what she's going through, but the doctor don't know in full what she's going through, so he don't know. Now, this happened in real life. This lady on my sister's job was talking about our niece, and she did not know that was our niece. And my sister did relate it back to me. She was hurt, but she said, well, she wasn't going to tell her because she didn't know this other lady. But things like that can be very, very hurtful even to the cousin. So we have to be very careful how we talk about people and put people's business out there. And if he wanted to say something, he shouldn't have said her name.
Okay, all right. So, Demon Slayer, I want to bring you in here now. Demon Slayer, I mean, just because you're a professional, you're still human first. So you want to find something to talk about. If you're frustrated, are you supposed to keep this in, even therapists? It's like, I'm tired of listening to all these people's problems. And Rick Rescue, I want to come to you in a moment and maybe share an experience with you that maybe you've encountered with some of your patients, not to violate anything, but just give us some clarity on why do people do this. Demon Slayer, first, let's go to you. It's like, I'm frustrated. Stop, you know, these people, even though you're getting paid. Demon Slayer, why do we do this stuff? Or perhaps Demon Slayer is just standing by, or maybe on mute. Let me go here now. Miss Joyce, the birthday lady, the birthday queen over there. Miss Joyce, let's ask you this question. Miss Joyce, why do we always have to use the excuse that I'm only human, you know, so I can't help myself, especially when we get caught?
Well, you know, people are human, and it is human nature sometimes to a certain way or do certain things, not saying that it is right to do that, especially if you are in a professional capacity. There's a certain way you are to act or, you know, you have to keep things in confidence when you are in that capacity. So, you know, certain things you shouldn't say or shouldn't do. And as people, we do tend to talk about certain things, maybe not consciously, meaning to be malicious, but it can be hurtful if it got out the wrong way.
All right, we're going to ask you to step up. Miss Joyce, today is your birthday. Today is the second or the third? Somebody help me, because the third is my daughter's birthday. Call her. What is today?
Today is the 3rd of August.
Okay, my oldest daughter's birthday today. You all, how
oh,
we went
wow.
all. I'm
and
only human. I didn't even call
her. Oh, my goodness.
So
you need to call your baby.
Today is my oldest girl's birthday also. And I didn't even. And it's already 7:30 here. My poor child. Listen, ball. See, I got to blame somebody because, you know, we don't like to. I'm only human. That's what we say. I'm only human. I forgot because she might be on the radio. Dollar number, I'm going to call you. Stand by. So going forward with our program, see how we can all just running the scene. I didn't dawn on it. It just dawned on me. And tomorrow's my grandson's birthday. Okay, we'll get to that. Let's go here now. Shield of Faith, I want to bring you in here. Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, I can't help being human. I forget. So if I'm in the mall and I see somebody look like he's just, his pants are, what do they call it, sagging. And, you know, his pants are sagging. And it's like, I want to go over there and slap him upside the head, which is not legal, of course, for sagging his pants. He's in the mall, and he's holding one of them up. Bless you. He's holding one of them up, you know. And I'm like, if he put on a belt, idiot, I'm sorry, you all, we shouldn't say stuff like that. You know, so what do we do? What do you do?
You got to pull his pants up.
Human, no, but I'm judging him and I'm talking about it. Yeah. Shield of Faith, what am I going to do?
Society teaches us in some ways what we think about others, if you think about it. Styles change. Remember when we wore the big, huge bell bottoms and our parents were like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with them? Remember when we listened to the rock music and they were like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with them? That music is terrible.
I know.
And so society tells us what's acceptable and what's not. And we fall into that, and that's where we come into judging people, is because we listen to what society says. Looks good, doesn't look good, thin, heavy, you know, little waist, not little waist. I mean, we let them tell us, and then we fall into the judgment category as well based on what we're told is supposed to be attractive or not attractive. And that's just my opinion.
Okay, so Shield of Faith, in that case, when we society has told us this year, and even it's even worse now through social media, some aspects of social media. So now, I mean, should Shield of Faith, I'm just asking this question, you know, and I'm not judging anybody, but I remember Shield of Faith, stand by. I remember watching, and then, Ms. Jay, the same question is going to come to you. We're going to go to Ricky to the rescue in a moment. Watching Dennis Rodman with purple and different color hair, and I was like, what is he? It had nothing to do with his athleticism, a good rebounder. But why am I worried about his hair? He put it certain colors and with rings up, you know, all over and with tattoos over. Why should I be thinking about that instead of saying he got 6 rebounds in the first quarter? Why?
We base a lot of our things on appearance. I mean, a lot of our opinions are based on what somebody looks like as opposed to really getting to know their character. And like you said, he was an amazing athlete. Who cares what he looks like, you know? But that's what we base our opinions on a lot of times, is looks.
Okay, so Shield of Faith, you say who cares what he looks like. So Shield of Faith, would you have dated Dennis Rodman if the opportunity presented itself? He was not famous? And he was just a regular guy, and he mentioned him all and said, excuse me, but I think you're quite attractive. Can you give me your phone number?
Let me get to know you first.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute now, Shield of Faith. Or are you going to like put your pocketbook on the other side of you when he walks up? Excuse me. Shield of Faith? Talk to me, Shield of Faith.
He's tall, and I like tall men, so I would talk to him and get to know him first before I would turn him down.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Rick's Rescue, before we get to you, I want to go to this question with Miss J. Miss J, Dennis Robinson comes up to you, he's tall. Excuse me, ma'am, but you're quite attractive here. Can I buy you dinner? And his hair is like multicolor.
I'm going to say, I like to eat. He just wanted to buy me dinner. I mean, that's his identity. I'm going to say, do you? You know, you look very creative there. You know, where are we going? You know, because I don't have to like how he looks, but he want me to go out to dinner with him. Hey, I go out to dinner because I do eat.
Miss Jay, you know, are you telling me that, you know, like she'll say, it don't matter who – he actually said these words. Who cares what he looks like? Is that what – Is that how it's going now?
I don't care either because I don't care either because I don't have to take him home and look at him all day long. That's his identity, and that's what he liked for him.
So you just want him to spend his money on buying you dinner, Miss J?
He asked me, did I want to go out to dinner? I do eat, and I hadn't eaten, so why not?
Help me, somebody. Shield of Faith actually said,
he didn't ask me to marry him. He just asked me to go out to dinner.
Okay, so what if you start liking him, Miss J?
Hey, evidently, I must like them colors then. You know, love, you know, do strange things sometimes. So who knows? It might start looking attractive to me. Time will tell, I guess.
Okay, Ricky the Rescue, let's bring in him, Ricky the Rescue. So my feelings are slightly hurt because, first of all, Shield of Faith says who cares what he looks like. When men, we usually care what the woman looks like. And then Ms. J went right ahead and endorsed that by saying, I agree. Who cares what he looks like? I do eat. So, Rick the Rescue, could it be my feelings are hurt? Because now, if I'm looking this way and the woman goes out, she just wants to eat with my money. So should I let her, Rick the Rescue, pay for her own food? What you think, Rick the Rescue?
That sounds like you don't want to be used. You go out and someone is using you, so of course you're going to pay her pay for her own food. If that's how you're feeling, you know, it may sound harsh, but the reality of it is no one wants to feel used. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You know, it's that state of being or feeling used that will cause you to respond accordingly.
Okay, so now, Rick to the Rescue, here we are. So I'm still stuck on this one here. Miss Shield of Faith said this with emphasis. She said, who cares what you like?
Dr. Walker, I said, who cares what he looks like if he's a good athlete?
Right. Oh, Shield of Faith, you went from bad to worse. But Rick and Rescue, help me understand. So you heard what she said? She came and went from bad to worse if he's a, which I know that a lot of people, well, a lot of women say these things. So Ricky said, Rescue, help me so my feelings aren't as badly hurt because I'm no longer an athlete, you know, so maybe the women are not saying that about me. So Ricky said, Rescue, help me to have better feelings. So I don't take this personally.
Well, maybe she can elaborate more. I mean, is it a big deal that he's a ball player if he was an average person or so-called normal person? If we was going to frame it as that, like, would you have the same perspective? Or because when you start to say, you know, he's a basketball player, now we're talking about his status, are we talking about his money? Does that erase everything else? Are we looking at it from that standpoint or are we saying something differently?
Okay, Shield of Faith, elaborate on that, please.
Here's what you said. You said Dennis Rodman, you know, came out there and we judged him on the color of his hair and he had piercings and that kind of thing. You know, should we have done that instead of counting how many rebounds he got? And I said, who cares what he looks like if he's a great athlete for the team? I didn't mean that for me personally to date him. Then you said if he came up to you in the mall and said you're attractive, would you go out? And I said I would want to get to know his character. Does that help?
We're going to ask you to stand by Shield of Faith.
Well, I agree with Miss J, though. You know, we want dinner, of course. Of course we want dinner. Take us out.
But then keep in mind that we're not using him because it was an invitation.
That's right.
Because, you know, if a person invites you, you're not using the person. And
that's
I'm like, right.
Right.
Because you're not expecting nothing else because I'm just expecting dinner. You know, if you want to say dinner and then a night – overnight with me, then that's a different thing, you know. But you just said dinner, sure.
Oh my goodness, y'all! This is a live one here tonight. You may tonight's topic. You may advise or judge others, but what would you do if you walked in their shoes? let's go here now to Sparkles. Let's bring you in here, Sparkles. Sparkles, Sparkles, would you judge somebody, Sparkles? And you can say, I pass. We know when somebody says they pass, we already know, kind of have an idea what they're thinking. And I don't want to incriminate, put you on the spot. But Shield of Faith got me going tonight, you all. So, Sparkles, the question becomes, if a guy, you know, he has an eating disorder, but he seems to be a nice guy, and he works on the job with you, and he's 327 pounds, and he's 5'4". So, Sparkles, and he's asking you out. He says, you are the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life. And he seems like he means this. And so, you know, you like tall men, and you know, and I mean, he may not dress like you want him to dress. So do you just go in and try to fix him, you know, as a rescuer, or would you give the guy a chance, Sparkles?
For one, I would not try to fix him. I wouldn't try to fix anyone. Secondly, I would probably say, because I wouldn't be attractive to him, because
why?
He's 5'4", I like taller men, so I would probably say thank you, but I will have to pass.
Okay, so
I would not go out with him.
Not tall enough. Is that fair to him? He can't help that he was 5'4". And,
No. You
know, I know he's wearing a little bit extra weight, but he could turn out to be a Prince Charming that treats you better than any man on this planet could possibly ever treat you. So why would you just form this thing towards this poor guy?
Well, I have to be true to myself. If I'm not attracted to him, I'm just not attracted to him.
Is it the weight or is it height? What if he was famous, rich and famous? Be honest, Sparkles.
In my opinion, it doesn't matter how much money a person has. In my opinion, that's just my perspective. Because
I see.
That's my perspective. I'm not looking at it from how much money or what they have or anything like that. It has to be some type of a mutual interest, attraction, or something, because I wouldn't want to mislead.
Okay, all right. Excellent. That's an excellent thought. That's what I want to bring in here. We got to speed it up. We only have about 16 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Pastor Roe, quickly, I want to bring you in here. Pastor Roe, can we help ourselves in judging other people without walking in their shoes? 15 seconds or less?
Well, you know, you don't really have to you can't really judge nobody unless you walked in their shoes, you know. But I will say to you in the next 10 seconds is, you know, we have to take advantage of opportunities. You know, whether a person is tall, short, fat, or skinny or whatever, you know, I can take advantage of an opportunity. You know, we go out to the dinner or whatever, you know, and I have an opportunity to share with them about the Blog Talk Radio show and building relationships. You know, people have problems, you know, with that, you know, but use the opportunity regardless of a person's physical emotional makeup, you know, as an opportunity to invite, and they can learn a lot when they come to the Blog Talk Radio show.
More to cover you all, and we only have about 15 minutes before we bring the show to a close. I've got to take some of these comments. They're already threatening me that we must take some of the comments that have come into the studio. We'll begin with this first one. This male writes in, and we'll give this first one to Demon Slayer. This male writes in. He says, truth be told, we all think we are not judging other people, but I think we do. We just don't know what we would really do if we truly walked in their shoes. Are we judging other people, Demon Slayer, and we don't know what we would do if we walked in their shoes? All right, Demon Slayer, we're not getting you for some reason. Cassandra, let's switch this one over to you. Cassandra, are we really judging other people even when we haven't walked in their shoes?
Yes, we are judging people, Dr. Walker, when we're not walking in their shoes. And one quick thing I want to say is we never know what a person is going through or has gone through that has brought them to a place, whereas they may be overweight or whatever. And when someone invites someone, like you were just asking, you never know that you can just go and talk to that person, how much it can make them feel and change that person. You don't have to change them, but it could change that person's life. It can make them smile. It can make them happy. It can make their, as we say in church, make their baby leap inside of them. They can live again. You understand what I'm saying? Have hope. So, and it doesn't mean that you yourself have to feel like, oh, I'm going out just to get a meal, or I'm just going out to what for whatever or whatnot. Some people have a real, true, genuine feeling to take someone out just to have someone to talk to.
Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, all right, very good. So, Cassandra, I mean, so, but if you could be misleading. Don't you think if you're just having somebody to talk to and this person doesn't know you, but because you're a listener, you become a listener for them, that could hurt their feelings even worse.
Well, if it be put out there on the table as such that, look, we're not going left or right with this. This is straightforward, you know, that type of thing, or I'm in a relationship or I'm not in a relationship, but I'm not looking for a relationship either, and they know this, then, hey, that should put them in the right direction. But if not, then, hey, and they take it the wrong way, then say, hey, you know, look, this is not where it was supposed to win or where it's going. And if this is the way it has to be in your thoughts, then we're going to cut this off. I can't, you know, we can't talk anymore because you don't want to be misleading. And let them know that you're not trying to be misleading.
All right. Okay, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Marjorie Cross, Hope All as well. Ms. Marjorie Cross, quickly here. Ms. Marjorie Cross is one of our sponsors. Ms. Marjorie Cross, I've got to ask you this here question. How can we stop judging other people? How? Just quickly.
Yes. Dr. Walker. We could stop judging other people because, you know, like God is the judge. You know, so it's not good to judge what people do. So,
all right.
The best thing is not to judge. Not to judge.
All right, Brother Lorenzo, a.k.a. Demon Slayer, we're going to give you this next comment quickly here. This female, she says, my best friend, Matthias, gets to close us out tonight, you all, so we're going to give her time to collect her thoughts. This lady says, my best friend has always tried to advise men about some of the sorry men in my life during my dating stages. No, she's always tried to advise me, that's what she said, about the men that I've been dating, so the sorry men in my life I've been dating. The day came when she had a similar situation with the man that she started dating, and it was worse than the man I dated. Now it appears that she was much more in love with him and could not break it off. She finally apologized to me when she realized how it felt walking in my shoes. So talk to that for me, critically here. What do you say about that? She didn't understand it until she walked in her friend's shoes.
Sometimes you think the grass is green on the other side, but as you start to look in your life and you start to see people for who they are in it, because time is going to tell it all. So sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes you don't see the good in that person until somebody evil comes into your life. So that's the advice that I would give. Hey, just you missed out on that one, and just try to concentrate on what's real and authentic in your life.
All right, I'm going to ask you to stand by. Rick Suresh, I want to bring you in here. This male, he writes in, he says, experience has taught me that it's easy to judge or advise others when we don't have to walk in their shoes. Ricky Rescue, that seems to make sense. It's easy to judge them because I'm not walking in their shoes.
Most definitely. And there is a technique called perspective taking. It's a strategy. I'm sure you're familiar with it. But, you know, it kind of forces you to take on another person's reality, right? And so it works very effectively in relationships because we often get caught up on what the other person is not doing versus understanding their reality of that situation. So quick example, if I have anxiety and for whatever reason I believe a lion is outside, I don't care what you tell me, what your reality is. You may even go out there and look and see there's no lion there. But if I believe the lion is there, it's going to look like you're not trying to help me. So it's about taking on that person's perspective.
All right. Excellent, Rick Rescue. We're going to ask you to stand by here. Let's go to the birthday lady tonight. Ms. Joyce, we're going to bring you in for this female's comment. She says, you may advise, judge others, but what would you do if you walked in their shoes? She says, my aunt on my mother's side really judged other people, and she called herself a church-going woman. I would often hear her gossiping about women she thought were having affairs in the church. It turns out that her own husband was having an affair for years, and in fact, he fathered two other children during their marriage. How could she? Miss Joyce, birthday lady, what do you say about her aunt on her mother's side was judging other people, and her own husband fathered two other children during their marriage?
That's really a sad situation, you know. And unfortunately, there are those people that we call holier than thou. And, you know, not judging, but sometimes that's the way they act. They are not even looking into their own household to see what's going on.
And
so, you
I
know.
And that 15 hours to meet a person. Just
right, hold on.
Their spirit.
They're not looking into their own household and don't know what's going on in their own household, but they're busy judging what's going on outside, and they need to take a look at what's happening inside.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We certainly appreciate that opinion from you. We're going to have two closings tonight. Actually, we're going to give an initial closing, and then we'll have a final closing. We're going to give Demon Slayer an opportunity to give us maybe a 90-second closing, and then Ms. J will follow up with the final closing. So he'll do the initial, and then she'll get then we'll give Ms. J the final closing. All right, so we've still got a little bit of time left, and let's go on and bring some more in. Pastor Wall, I want to bring Benny from the block. Let's bring you in here now. Benny from the block, and we're going to give you this next comment. Comment is this male, he writes in, he says, I've heard so many people talk about what they would do if their spouse or significant other cheated on them. Well, Dr. Walker, I'm here to tell you tonight, most of them said that they would not hesitate to leave that person. Turns out that a number of my friends were cheated on and continued to stay in the marriage, yet they had previously insisted that I should have left my wife. We worked out our problems out and doing better than most of my friends are now. Benny from the block, how do you explain that? I mean, his friends were telling him, you know, hey, I would leave her if she cheated on me. And then they come to find out that their significant other cheated on them, and now they're having a difficult, when him and his wife worked it out and have a better relationship than their friends are having. How do you explain that, Ben, from block? 20 seconds or less, please.
Okay, I only need 15. I'm going to start by saying I do judge people, but I don't judge people for the negative. I judge them for the positive. So what I would say to them is don't listen to people who have a negative opinion about you or about your situation or your wife. Listen, everybody's a cheater. Before they was with you, they had some other man or some other woman, so they had relationships prior to you. You don't go back searching at their old relationships. So sometimes we slip and fall and have situations that happen, but forgiveness is the most powerful tool we can ever have. You are supposed to forgive one another in spite of what has been done to you. Some people say, I can't do that. Okay, touche. Some people say, I can't never forgive her because every time I see him, I'll say, okay, touche. But if you truly love that woman and you truly want to keep your marriage, you can't forgive. So I'm judging you to say, hey, listen, brother, I know bad things happen, but guess what? If you trust the process, you ask for forgiveness, go work it out, go see Dr. Jesse Walker, go see Ricky from the rescue, and go see some other people, get you some help, and guess what?
Come on.
You may be able to live a fruitful life going forward.
Excellent. That's excellent. Very excellent thought. All right, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Rick the Rescue, how can we – I got two thoughts for you, Rick the Rescue. The first one is, and we're almost out of time, Rick the Rescue, the first one is, how can we forgive somebody when we can't forget? Okay, this man cheated on the woman, and she says, you know, they're married, and she's like, I love him so much, but, you know, it's been 5 years, and she's still aggravating that man because of what he did. I mean, she can't forget. She said, I'll forgive you, but I just can't forget it. Ricky
the
Rescue, isn't there a difference?
Most definitely. We hear that statement quite often. And, you know, if you're triggered or you're still triggered by something, you truly never forgave that person. And when you say I didn't forget it, Typically, that means you still haven't forgave as well. I think that's our way of trying to sugarcoat it, but quite often, especially in those type of situations, it's hard to really truly forgive a person. You have to trust them at some point moving forward.
That is so deep. Rick to Rescue is also in North Carolina yesterday. I saw this picture of Morgan Freeman, and he had there, it had an inscription there that read, and it may have come from him. It says, some of the best advice I've been given, and that is don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice. Once again, don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice. Ricky Rescue, break that down for my audience, please, and then we're going to bring in Ricky to the rescue. We got one more comment. Go ahead. Demon Slayer.
Real quickly, you know, and it's really, if you listen to it, it's really kind of just breaking it down from a self-explanation type of standpoint, because when you go to people, we go to all the wrong sources. You know, we go to social media. We go to people who are not in the positions to give us the correct or right advice. And so that happens quite often when we surround ourselves by people who are entertaining versus people who can actually help and support us. And when I say people who are entertaining, you know, that when I say social media, the blog, you know, reality television, wherever we can go for these sources of information where we have the information at the correct places we choose not to go to.
All right, excellent. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ricky Terrestri is also a therapist. Ricky Terrestri, I'm going to give you this one here and then give you a commercial break. You know, if you can wrap it up in within 60 seconds, and then we'll bring on initials, Demon Slayer, and then we'll bring on Michelle to close it. This female, she says, my advice to anyone is to not listen to other people who think they have the answers for your life when it comes to telling you what to do when they have not walked in your shoes. That's the way I see it. Richard Rescue, respond to that one, and then give us your commercial break. Ms. Cross, we'll give you tomorrow night your commercial break.
I would say real quickly, to truly walk into someone's shoes, you have to understand their reality and how they perceive things. And like I say, there is a technique behind that. If you need assistance with that, it doesn't matter if it's a child or if it's an adult, it's a coworker, or if you're in a relationship, we could help you with that at A Path to Greatness. And you can visit the website at 2greatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com. Also, you can call us over the phone, 404-968-9940. Again, that is 404-968-9940. There's a strategy behind it. It really truly takes about a full month. So a full month, that would include probably about 4 sessions to even start to crack the surface of understanding or unlocking how someone would potentially think or getting into their perspective. Thank you for that, Dr. Walker.
Right, thank you, certainly. All right, Demon Slayer, we're going to bring you in here. 60 seconds, Demon Slayer, to give us your thoughts on tonight's closing. Demon Slayer.
Okay, I'm going to let Ms. J deal on the subject tonight. I'm going to go on some spiritual realm to physical. Dr. Walker, one of the best days of my life has been yesterday and meeting you. But without that work that me and Cassandra did, and then the work that you did to try to combine, we was going to put this date out to later. But we made it happen yesterday, and those are one of the best days of my life for the 6 hours that we had to spend. And Pastor Rowe, if you would have been in that 1 hour window, we would have came and hollered at you too. So I just want to say, Dr. Walker, you had the spirit of my grandfather, man. And I've cried before with my brother, and I'm crying. I haven't cried like 3 or 3 times just meeting you. But one of the best days of my life. I'm about to be 59 Sunday, and I thank God I'm going for 100. So, but in that 6 hour window, Dr. Walker, I love you. And the spiritual realm that I met you on and meet up with that physical realm, I love you, brother.
Oh, Doctor, Demon Slayer, you touch my heart. You're a man after my own heart. I mean, your spirit is so good. And, yesterday's meeting with you and Miss Cassandra was certainly worth that trip. That was worth a 2-hour trip just to meet you all and to be in your presence. So I'm equally touched as well as you are. And I love you, my brother. Thank you so very much. Miss Jay, go ahead and close us out because I'm in tears over here. Miss Jay, back to you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to close y'all tonight. This may be my thoughts. Y'all might agree. I don't know. But I was jotting down some notes. But the saying is actually, don't judge someone until you have walked a mile in their shoes. And to me, this statement tells us that we can't know what it's like to live in someone else's shoes. We never know exactly what someone else may be going through, since we often keep our private life and our experiences hidden, especially when things are not going our way, you know. So many of us are very judgmental, and most of the time we judge by what we see or what other people tell us about a person. We never see everything or know everything about a person. And people love to assume that they know everything and they have the best advice and they can gossip about it. We can be real messy with this. So even when you think you have gone through the same situation, be careful and not to assume you experienced it in the same way. Many of us wear the same size shoes. I'm using wearing shoes for an example. But the fit of the shoe is different with everyone. When some of us was born, I don't know whether, you know, the hospital, they did a footprint of us, you know. And the reason why they did it was for identification. And this is because we are all different. Our situation, our problems, everything is different. So I'll end by saying this. Walk in your own shoes. Don't judge and be mindful of the advice that you give others. Because one size or your advice may not fit everybody. And I close it with that.
What a powerful closing. What a powerful two closing. And I mean, it's hard to hold back the tears after both of those closings. And listen, but we're out of time, and they don't stop threatening me, you all, no matter how good the closings are. And I just want to say to you all, thank you for taking time out to be with us tonight. And I mean, I really look forward to these shows. And tomorrow night's topic is going to be, is it our Christian duty? Is it our Christian duty to do three things, to complain, to criticize, or to judge others? Is it our Christian duty to complain, to criticize, or to judge others? And I want to really give my perspective tomorrow night on what I believe God, how he probably hates us complaining about things. And there's a difference between venting and complaining. You all don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. Tonight has been a very touching show for me, especially after meeting the Demon Slayer in person and Miss Cassandra. I look forward to meeting each and every one of you all whom I've not had the opportunity to meet, even if it means I got to fly in just for a couple of hours or take a bus or a train. And I thank once again publicly here Demon Slayer and Miss Cassandra for taking time out of their schedule to make things happen to meet me where I was, and I certainly look forward to coming again with them to spend some time with them as well and with some of the rest of you all. Listen, we're out of time. I got to get off the air. Join us here tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until tomorrow night or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
I love you, Miss.
Very good clothing, Miss J. Very good clothing,
yeah,
Miss J.
Very good.
Oh, my God. You got me crying over here, Miss J. You got me crying,
man.
Thank
you.
Everyone,
great closing. Demon Slayer, you gave a great closing.
I thank you, Pastor Rose. And you know, my brother, if you would have been in the 30-minute window, we would have came and seen you, too. So do not out of the loop yet, brother. You can't call. I love you, okay?
Keep safe, Demon Slayer, and keep well, everyone. Everyone, God bless you. Love you.
God bless you.
I love you, Marjorie. I love you, Marjorie.
You too, Pastor.
I love you, too, Pastor Ro.
I love you all. You all have a great day.